Today marks Juneteenth, which commemorates the end of slavery in the United States. This year's commemoration takes place amid nationwide protests over racism and police brutality. Some are calling for today to become an official national holiday. Tanisha Sullivan is the president of the NAACP in Boston, and she joins us to talk about what Juneteenth means at this time. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Deb.
How does the celebration of Juneteenth take on new meaning this year?
Well, Juneteenth is always marked for many in the Black community, both celebration and memorial. The legal shackles of slavery may have been released in 1863. The systemic shackles of slavery remain. And so it is our hope, certainly here in the Commonwealth and in the city of Boston, that within the next 30 to 45 days, we may see some meaningful progress to really move us closer to true freedom for all people.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh declared racism a public health crisis. Is that anything more than symbolism, or what would you like to see followed up with in terms of policy?
We are certainly pleased that the mayor took that initial step. This is not about police officers or law enforcement only. This is about systemic racism. And that shows up in our education system here in the Commonwealth, here in the city of Boston. We have some of the deepest economic wealth gaps in the country. Less than 1% of city contracts have been awarded to businesses of color. Look, you don't get those numbers unless you are intentionally trying to keep people from getting contracts, or if there is a very deep structural problem or systemic problem.
Why is it that this moment provided this type of response to really what's been a problem that's been going on for centuries?
For the very first time, the world saw the brutal murder of a man in such graphic detail that any human who's seen the video cannot be the same after seeing that. People from every end of the ideological spectrum are seeing or saw the humanity in George Floyd, the humanity in Black people across this country, and have become determined to be part of the solution.
How do you see this kind of reflection taking place in Boston in particular? Is it especially challenging in a city that has a reputation like Boston's of not always being the most accepting?
Quite frankly, I don't think we in this city have truly engaged in the types of conversations on race and racism necessary to move us forward. Systemic racism really does require us to get to the soul of our city, the soul of our culture, and wrestle with it and be uncomfortable with it. Sometimes we use as a shield our history and we say, oh, our history is, you know, has been so difficult when it comes to race and racism, it's hard for us to overcome this, and we need to take the shield down.
Many are asking that Juneteenth be an officially recognized holiday. Some institutions have already done that. Do you want to see that happen?
Absolutely, because it marked a turning point for us. Certainly still more work to be done. But I am hopeful that our nation will embrace Juneteenth as our collective holiday and will join the Black community in not only celebrating it, but also memorializing it in recognition of the work that lies ahead.
Tanisha Sullivan, president of the Boston NAACP chapter, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.